Welcome to Forever a Student Podcast, a podcast where the learning never stops. I'm your host, Aubrey Zorai.
Welcome to today's episode, guys. Hope everyone is doing well. Today I'll be talking about biggest fan and biggest critic. Before I get into the main topic, I'm going to just share a recent story which happened. Actually, it happened yesterday. I was talking to one of my friends and they were telling me how their music thing is going and how things are going well. Most of the times, you know, they feel down, but when someone does something for them, it gives them energy. And I'm saying it's not bad. Most of us, we need that external support. But today, I just want to talk about you as a person, whatever you're doing, whether it be art, music, your career, whatever you're doing. You're supposed to be your biggest fan and your biggest critic. My biggest fan, I mean, whatever you release, you have to be a fanboy for it or a fangirl for it. Like, you go crazy about it, you know. Even if it's bad, you know how true fans are. Even when their artist or whoever their role model is drop something bad, they don't care, you know. They just keep on saying, yeah, it's going to be a comeback. There's going to be a comeback. They're going to do something better. It's not as good as everything, but I will still listen to it. I'll still do this for this. That's what I'm saying to you. You're supposed to be a fanboy or fangirl for that. Every time you do something, your first drawing, your first song, your first render, your first job, you're supposed to be there being your biggest fan saying, yeah, I got this, you know. I'm on the way, you know, supporting yourself. There's an old African proverb which says, if there's no enemy within, then the enemy outside cannot do us any harm. Then also, you're supposed to be your biggest critic, you know. Most critics are never there to witness the growth and behind the scenes, you know. Like when you look at movie critics, song critics, sports critics, you know, they always come like, yeah, it was a good game, but they could have done better, this, you know. They're always saying their things. When you look at the movie, oh, the script was good, the acting was bad and stuff like that. And yes, some things are facts, but they were not there during the manifestation of this thing. So they're a very small viewpoint, especially when I look at sports critics, you know, they got a lot of things to say, you know, on that halftime show or on that halftime break, you know, everyone's talking things like, oh yeah, this, the pass was there, this, we could have done this, we could have done that, you know, they're just talking and talking. But for them, they're not even in the game. They're not even doing what the players were doing it. You know, they're just there to criticize, you know, to say their word out there, saying, yeah. So I advise you to be your own biggest critic because you are there through the manifestation of the process. You see yourself grow. From the first day you did something, as you build upon it and build upon it and build upon it, you're always there. You're able to show yourself like, what I'm doing here is wrong. What I'm doing here is bad. The improvement is this. We need to do this and this. And I'm not saying don't listen to the outside critics. The outside critics always bring in something nice. They give you that external thing you don't see, that out-of-body experience. You know, someone can tell you that for this part, you'd have done 1, 2, 3 things better. And that's how it's supposed to take it, you know, improvement. You have to improve on it. But being your biggest critic strengthens you. Because if you're able to criticize yourself to that painful extent is how critics do it when something comes out bad, like a bad movie or bad book. They know, they roast, they get deep in there and they say whatever they want to say in there. That's how you're supposed to criticize yourself on your work. But you're a fan, you're also a critic. You're doing both. You're a fan by yourself, like, yeah, it's good. And that's how you say, bro, you gotta get serious. This is bad for your standard now. This is not your first time doing this anymore. This is like your 10th time doing this. This is your like your 20th time doing this. Dude, you can't be doing this stuff. You gotta improve. You have to see the improvement. And you know, as you do that and you do that, you begin to develop yourself at first. When the outside fans and critics come in, you have a strong foundation for yourself. Like I said before, if there's no enemy within, then the enemy outside can do us no harm. Before I close off, I'm going to leave you with a quote from Theodore Roosevelt, which is called the speech of the man in the arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doers of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is covered by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end of the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while darling greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. This speech is saying, don't take what people on the stands are saying. Because for the person who's actually in the arena fighting, like back in the day during the Roman times, gladiators fighting, the people in the stands can say all they are saying, Oh, you could have done this. Oh, you could have jabbed. You could have dashed. You could have. But the person who's in the arena fighting for their dear life, who stumbles and still perseveres through, is the one who's more important. So that's what I want to say today for you guys. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to subscribe to it. Make sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to it. It helps us grow. And most of all, make sure to share the podcast with someone you care about.